The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable, let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing. Pushing forward to another level. That is a huge nugget that I pulled from what you said.
Yeah.
And then the second thing was like listening to what people have to say, and the word, I want to call it wordsmiths, that you use to literally pull it out of them. I was in an event the other day and he goes, don't listen for two things that you would do, and stop trying to listen for the one reason why you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a huge nugget, and I've used it a couple times. But yeah, those are the wordsmith that you're using is just fantastic. It's fabulous.
Yeah. And I also want to point out, like, in my line of business, what I'm working in, it was not something that I was ever in before. Like, I've never been somebody who's a cosmetics driven gal. Like, I don't even wear eyeshadow, right? Like, that wasn't part of it. What I was looking for was something convenient and easy, because in my world, my busy world with three kids and a full-time job at the time and everything else, I needed to find something that was quick and easy. So there's a reason. There's a reason why someone says yes. You know, I look at some of these other companies and wonderful men and women that sell for them, and it's like, you know, there's an I totally get why they said yes to that particular business, because it has to do with their lifestyle. So I've really been surprised to see so many people outside of what they would think is their lifestyle that were like, heck yeah, I love this. Like, this is something unique. And so you really don't ever know who is interested. And so when I say business, product, or both, it gives them an opportunity to think about it too.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. That's huge. Business, product, or both. And that's a nugget that everyone in the network marketing space uses, but it's they use it a different way. I love the way you have it: business, product, or both. I mean, it makes it very simple, because if they're just a product user, then they're just going to let you know right off the bat, and then yeah. You know, you ring the register and then you follow up with them.
Right. And it's, you know, coming from this background industry, my mom was in direct sales forever, still is, you know, a 1970s Tupperware sales gal is a different view from 2021, any direct marketing, right? Like, our platforms may be the same, the way we address things may be the same, but there's also needs to be a level of when no means no, that sometimes people don't, that they push past. And I get it quite often. I'll get the same thing. Hey, I'm having a party. Would you like to join? And for me, it's like, I don't have time. Like, just send me the link. And if I need the product, I'll buy it. Right. Like, and I'm just going to tell them I can't be part of the party. Like, I, you know, or I've already purchased, but I'm happy if you add me to it to give you some love and some likes and to help your algorithm, you know, like, we'll do that back and forth. But a lot of times they can be a bit pushy. And it is part of that art of the chill. If somebody says they're not interested, that doesn't mean they're not interested forever. That just needs to be like, give them some time, show them some more, because you never know when they're going to come out and say, hey, I've been watching you for a year and a half and I want to try your stuff now. And I'm interested in selling it. And please tell me more. And my biggest thing as a lifetime learner was what I could learn from that business. And you would be shocked at how many people are like that, especially in my friend group. I really do surround myself with women that aren't stay-at-home moms per se. They're all moms, but they're busy moms. They're working. But I know all of them strive to learn something new. And so when we were talking about some of the challenges that we overcome, you know, learning the graphic design, learning your, those are resume builders. Like those are things that you can use. And I just don't want to undercut what you all, what you gain so much from actually running your own business.
Yeah, that's a big one. And because a lot of people don't think of, you know, a lot of people don't think that I'm proficient in Canva. Because it's not something that you say, or I can crush Zoom. Like if I'm 100% because of all the Zoom calls that I did over the last year. Yeah. Trust me, if you had a question on Zoom, you could ask me and I could walk you through pretty much how to do everything. Right. Not everything, but most of the stuff. And it's just you can put that, I could put that on my resume right now and someone would be like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that they see. I'm proficient in Word and PowerPoint and whatever, Keynote. Yeah, that's cool. Tell me about Zoom.
Yeah.
How do you know Zoom? How do you know Teams? How do you know all of these little things that sprouted from network marketing companies?
Right, like, right.
The Zoom call was the word of 2020.
Right, for sure. Zoom. See you on Zoom, for sure.
See you on Zoom.
That was not part of our vocabulary prior to 2020. No. And either was like, ooh, you're going to hear kids in the background because they're coming home.
That's all right.
I'm like, welcome home from the park. But like, you know, neither was like working from home and working from your phone and other things. And a lot of us got bored and tedious. And that was the perfect opportunity for you to learn something new. And not just sit in front of Netflix, right? And so what did I gain from 2020 is like a huge part of it. So now I look at it, what am I going to gain in 2021? What are you going to gain in 2022? And not just like, you know, a lot of people, January 1 will make their goals for the entire year. I'm very month focused. I want to see what I can hit at the end of the month. I'm going to be real honest. January completely failed with my number one goal of like no alcohol whatsoever. And it's not like I'm a daily drinker, but I had an opportunity to go to Hawaii and I wasn't going to say no to my Mai Tais and the rest of it, right? Like you adjust and change. So then what became my February goal was the no alcohol, and that worked. I didn't drink alcohol, you know, like, and so there is shifting based on what your life brings you. And in direct marketing, there's a lot of leverage for you to say like, I wanted to go live today, but I wasn't able to. So I'm going to get up tomorrow at 6 a.m. and I'm going to do my makeup and I'm going to get on there and I'm going to do that Zoom or my live. And so it's just so easy to shift with this business and really do it on your own time.
Yeah, that's what everybody, and that's one of the things that a lot of people beat themselves up on. They miss their goal, they miss their month, they missed all of that. Mm-hmm. Like we, in our coaching program, we actually do state your goals on Monday and celebrate your wins on Friday. Like we do every single week we have with our clients. What's your goals on Monday? On Wednesday, check up where you at on your goals. Is it in your calendar? And on Friday, let's celebrate your wins. It doesn't matter if it's a little win, if it's a medium-sized win, if it's a huge win. Celebrate your wins. Don't sit at the table of success for too long and restart on Monday. Be on our call Monday. So that's what we do all the time. And it's like you said, January is great to set a goal. But you know as well as I do that everybody's at the gym the first week. And the second week, it's a ghost town.
Right. For sure. It's important to set your goals often. And also to know your why. And that can also shift often. So, you know, like, I think if anything, I've never been as grateful for any business than I have been for the company I'm with right now. And it was an opportunity that at the time my family members were like, you're dumb if you don't do this, because it was new. It was something, you know, a cool new product. And, but more than anything, it gave me that family support that I needed from somebody to help along the way, every step of the way to learn this. And also the culture couldn't be more important. I was coming from, you know, some past positions where I had a very toxic work environment in the corporate world. And I know we all have that, right? Like everybody has something that they're like recovering from. And maybe I have a little bit of PTSD from working at like toxic places. having that support and a good team to help me feel successful, even when I wasn't successful. Because they said, what did you learn from it? Well, I learned I'm not doing that again. Well, good for you. You know, like, who would think that that's something to celebrate? But there's always a celebration. You can always find something good in it. And that is where my mentality has changed so much during, like, joining. And I joined November of 19, so right before COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing to see how, the positivity that it's built.
And some people just need that. Some people need that positivity, especially, like, I just want to kind of bring it back to, like, you had left your current, that mm-hmm. that job that you were at, the corporate job. Yeah. Some people are still at that corporate job feeling that toxicity.
Yeah.
Whatever. Feeling that toxicness. And they need that lever that just releases that valve.
Right.
And for all of you guys out there that are like, you know what? I can't believe people do network marketing. A lot of times it's not about the product. It's not about the service. It's not about this. Mm-hmm. It's about what you've learned.
Mm-hmm.
It's about who you've become and who you're becoming. And that's what I love about what you said. You said you're a forever learner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. When you shift to become a forever learner, you're always looking for the positive things. You're always looking for, what am I learning from there? And a lot of times in the corporate world, you don't get that feeling. You don't get that at all. No. So
it's kind of like what you said. Like, if you get a big sale or you're doing something, the response is, well, that's your job. That's what you're paid for. And in this week, you know, like, or in this type of business, it's not about that. Like, in our case, it was building a brand. And when we went to conference, I know we touched on this. I just got back from Orlando last month, or in April, and I didn't really know what to expect. I have been to, I can't even tell you, five handfuls of large, the business that my mom was in. I may have said it once before, but we're mm-hmm. talking 10,000 person conferences. And that was from before I was even born that she joined. So I even said to her, like, I don't know what my expectations are, because I don't know how many people are going. Hey, we're post COVID. We're also wearing masks. Like, this is new company to begin with. I'm not sure. I should probably set my expectations low. You know, that was what I said. I cannot tell you how important it is, if you are in a direct networking company, that you go to conference. If there's ever a time that's going to give you back that drive and that burn to go, that's the time to do it. And it's incredible. I mean, we talked about, like, recognition. It wasn't the recognition of awards, because we don't even have an award system set up. Like, we don't have the name badges that go down or the awards around your neck. It was the opportunity to meet people that knew who you were, and at the very top of your company, and they're like, oh, Brie, and they're like, from Alaska, and you're like, you know me? How do you know me? And it's because you are part of the brand. Like, your brand is part of their brand, and they recognize that. One of the coolest things, which I know that everybody has to feel to be part of it, but every CEO has a story, every business has a story, and, like, everybody, so does mine. And she went up and she told her story, and she's been engaged since February to a wonderful man who helped her build this business. They've been together for a long time, and they got engaged. We were all super excited for him. And first day of conference, we're halfway through, Ray Higdon came and talked to us, mm-hmm. and it was super exciting. We're coming down from that, and all of a sudden the screen changes, and it's like pictures of her CEO and her fiance, who's president of our company also, and lots of pictures and lots more pictures. Next thing you know, we are part of their pop-up wedding. They literally got married with us there. And I won't ever forget, it was, I mean, you have to be there to feel it. And if you're mm-hmm. a female, I'm sure you feel a little bit more, because we love weddings, right? But just to be a part of that, we're like, they could have gotten married anywhere. You know, we wondered why these people are sitting in front of us of all different ages. We're like, is this her family coming to cheer her on for her first conference? Like, we just thought that was really sweet, not knowing that we were a part of it. And then, you know, after it's done, we're just all like, that was incredible. We go to lunch, we come back, and she said, that was the happiest moment of my life. And she's like, I mean, my kids were exciting and wonderful, but that was like the best end result of my life, right? Mm-hmm. Like not the best day of my life, the best end result of my life. She said, there's no, when I got engaged, I said, there's nobody else I want to share this with than every person that helped me get to where I'm at right now, because it was that important to her. And that was like, that's the culture we live in, is somebody mm-hmm. who wants us to be a part of the business and treats their, like we want to treat, she wants us to treat our business like we own the business, and we do. And so it's unfortunate to be in something that has a good culture. And that's extremely important that you have. Because even at times growing pains, right, Eric, like if you get into a new company, we're out of inventory, hit COVID, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, all of a sudden nobody's having inventory. How do you get through that? You know, like, oh, you know, we, like a lot of companies, there's maybe some toxic people that are in there, and those toxic people have to go. And when they go, people start chatting, and why does it happen? Then people fall off. But through it all, you still have a positive group of people. And that is the most important part.
That is a huge, that right there is what keeps people in any, coming in, coming back, that's what keeps people into a feeling and a culture that changes lives. And right. it doesn't, let's be honest. I mean, that happens in network marketing a lot. Like the ups that you just talked about, like yeah. the culture, and then the downs that you talked about, like the toxic people, they're everywhere.
Everywhere. Whether it's a job or direct marketing, or even just in your family or in your friend group, they're always there. So how do you work around them, right?
And that's one thing, like in your family, in your friend group, in your work environment, if you, like we talked about being a forever learner, if you learn these kind of things inside of your network marketing company, you can expand the vision, you can expand your network, you can expand your job, you can expand everything that you do to be better, because you're looking at it through a different lens all the time. You're not looking at it through the tainted lens that you watch Netflix every single day. You didn't look through a tainted lens that your wife was upset all the time. You looked through a lens that was clear and clean, mm-hmm. and that created a vision of people around you that's amazing. So you just become a better person right. in network marketing.
You do. You do. And it was shocking to me, because if there's ever been a naysayer out there, it was me. I never talked bad about it, but you know, I grew up in it. Yeah. And me, you know, I saw the hard side. I saw this side of it where my mom gave so much of herself, like constantly. And that was a different world, right? We're talking parties outside the home, you know, always dropping off orders. Now we just direct ship for free. Now we just do it online, you know, like it's a completely different world than what she did. And I really did have a negative taste in my mouth. And I take that back. Mm-hmm. I take that back. Like this business changes lives. This mm-hmm. type of business changes lives. And when you hear people say like, oh, it's a pyramid scheme, in my opinion, so is working for a corporation. Is one person mm-hmm. that makes $20 million a year, are they working harder than you? Are they, you know, like, yeah, they did their time, but it's the same idea behind it. Like it's not, it's about building people passionate about it, that mm-hmm. keep that drive going. And that's not easy to do.
And it's where you can start anywhere right. and create something gigantic
right.
and still not be the CEO, but right. you could get paid like a CEO.
Oh,
you could
yeah.
have the following like a CEO. You can create teams like a CEO. And what I love about network marketing, and I kind of had an epiphany just recently, is everyone is their own boss, and you just got to figure out how to motivate these people. You can't like go into the sales department and do a big rah-rah thing and get them to do some sort of promotion. You can't go into the marketing thing and tell them that the sales guys hate them, blah, 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 whatever. You know what I mean? You're going into a person and saying, look, I believe in you. These are the goals that you had. This is why you had them. Is that something that you still want?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they say yes, you run with them. You lock arms with them. But you can't do that in the corporate world.
No,
you can't do that. It's like you're being a coach. You're coaching someone up to be somebody better. It's like I love what the Alabama coach says. We're all on the same bus. We're just going to get the right people on the bus, kick the wrong people off the bus, put the right people in the right seats of the bus, and drive to the goal. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do.
That's all it takes. That's it.
That's all it takes. It might take a little bit longer for most and a little bit shorter for some, but I'll tell you what, as you learn, as you build, as you create something, as you create that legacy that you always wanted and that difference that you're making, all of a sudden you become that person that people look up and said, you know what? My life changed because I joined Bree's team.
Yeah.
No, my life changed because of this.
Yeah. Or whatever it may be. And I never in, you know, 1,000 years thought that magnetic lashes would change my life. Never.
And they have. And they have.
And they did. I mean, they really did. Everything comes at the right time and the right reason. And, you know, just being able to look, somebody else's not right time could be a year from now. And I see that a lot also with like my current customers, because let's be real, over time, like your warm market starts to decrease more. And mm-hmm. especially when you have a really good product that doesn't just have an end, right? Like, I'm going to be real honest. What I'm wearing on my eyes right now, I've worn probably 75 times. You know, that's not how many times you're supposed to be able to. But when you have something that's good and you're really, you take care of it, you mm-hmm. right? You take care of a nice purse. You take care of a nice car. You take care, you know, like you take care of your clients the same way you take care of what you're doing. They will come back or they mm-hmm. will tell somebody else about it. And just this week, I got a pop-up, not a friend of mine, somebody that I haven't talked to in years. We're not even Facebook friends. And she said, I heard you're the lash gal. And that was kind of how it took off. And I know I've dropped that bomb twice, but in particular, I just thought it was really neat. I don't know where she got my name. We have a lot of friends that we share, but one of them knew because I branded myself with it and was consistent. And one thing I do want to point out is we talked about some things that I would do different. Mm-hmm. And my Facebook page is, you know, I've got a lot of friends at different times in my life. I was one of those gals that was fortunate or unfortunate to go to a lot of high schools. So I went to 4 high schools 5 different times. And it was just the timing of moving, like with my mom's business and the rest of it, that I had, that was what I was given. And so I've had a lot of opportunities and a lot of chapters of people in my life. And so there's a lot of groups. And then it became more of a business-driven page, right? Once you introduce your business, it becomes a business-driven page. Mm-hmm. And then I started a group, a VIP group. And what I would have done different is I would not have made a VIP group. I would have made a business page. Mm. And I think that that's important because that gives you more of an opportunity to look at your analytics and to kind of deep dive more. And so whether or not one works more when it comes to engagement, I don't know. But it gives me more to learn from and to gain mm-hmm. from if I had gone through a page. So I would have done that differently. I think that I would probably be better at TikTok. I'm really good at watching it and sharing it, but not good at making it. You know, that's something that's new. Being up in the up is important and being ahead of that game. And so, again, things that you have to learn, but I'm giving you tips. If you're going into it, go that route. Get good at that.
That's good. That's good. That, like, I like what you said there on the Facebook page, because a lot of people go right into creating a group because it's pretty right. easy.
Right.
And there is like a ninja trick that you could do that yeah. You can put your Facebook page and then the button is join my group.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot of analytics from that too. Plus yeah. you can do some promoting from that page, which the call to action on that page is join my group. So there's a lot of analytics that you can do on that. So yeah, Bree, hit the nail right on the head. Like analytics are key because you're not haphazardly making suggestions on, you know, marketing decisions. There's analytics that go behind what you've done, how you've done it, why you've done it, where things are going, where people are clicking, what people are doing. Mm-hmm. And Facebook has a lot of that stuff. And, you know, now with all the iOS 14 and all of that stuff, it's more important to have that page because you're allowing a lot of people are, you click the button, it says allow mm-hmm. all of this extra stuff. So
right.
It's one thing that Facebook's been doing.
Yeah.
So Thank you. I appreciate it. Is there any last things that you have to say to the audience? I mean, this is an amazing interview. Interview number two, and you crushed it again, like always. Any last words you got to say to the audience?
Yes. I don't feel like direct marketing is only meant for somebody that, you know, isn't working a full-time job or maybe a stay-at-home mom. I mean, Eric, you're not that in any way, shape, or form. There are opportunities in focus in that we said this earlier, is it the niche or however you say that, that is like where you position, like who you're seeking for part of your team. And my goal is really to create a team that has somebody that's different that can help in the aspect here and learn an aspect here, because everybody has talents that they're willing to share. And then when you make that team, like maybe this is your graphics person, maybe this is the one that, you know, writes your content, maybe this is the person that, you know, helps build those pages and gives them like the background insight. And so if you run your business or you build your business to run like a business, you're going to have success in different ways too, as opposed to it just being like all through Messenger. Now you're a team that's really focused on growing and helping each other. So I think that's really important, to find people with awesome skills. And that's a good question to ask. What skills do you have? What are you really good at? What are you super proud that you've done in your past that you liked best? You know, or if you could do one thing the rest of your life in a career, what would it be? Just to kind of get some insight, because people have different talents and are able to help in different ways.
That's how we've created Become the Upline. Is we, David, Fabian, and I, we stay in our lanes. We call it staying in your zone of genius. Fabian does the marketing and sales. We can dabble in there, but like that's what he does. I do certain things, and then David does certain things. But finding that magical team, that magical, I love what you said there. It's like, find the graphic designer. Find this person, find that person, find this person. All of a sudden, you're creating a secondary income and putting that person into a specialty that they didn't know they had, but it came to them so simple. One of my friends, Jen Christensen, told me, sometimes you do things that you think are super easy, but everybody else looks at it like it's something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you just said, like put those people in those spots where they excel. And when they excel in those spots, the rest of the team can use those people inside those spots.
Right.
That's a mic drop right there. That is a huge nugget. Like if you build a team that has like a marketing person and a salesperson and this person and that person and this person, and you're running it like a business, like silos of a business, you're putting those people, you're actually creating coaches in each section of your business, which is amazing, because, you know, as long as they're willing to help, as long as they're willing to shine their beacon of light and their zone of genius, you've got the perfect team.
So true. It's so true. And I'm glad that you've already tapped that, because it's hard to find those perfect people. And, but it's fun to get there and to see what they know and how they can help. So every person's unique on a team, and every person has a unique skill set.
So. Yes. So thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you. That was an awesome interview. I'm going to drop the links inside the show notes. I'm going to drop the links to a Canva link, because we talked about Canva. I'm also going to drop the link to meet Bree, so you can learn a little bit more about what she does, how she does it, why she does it. We're going to drop a link inside the show notes, so you can take a link to exactly what she's talking about, her lashes. And then the last thing that we're also going to put inside there is that it wasn't
Out School.
That's
for our young entrepreneurs, is what that's for. And not just that. I mean, it's just it's really an extension of your kids always learning and picking a topic that they want to learn about, and you can find it there. And so it's kind of a safe learning environment. That's awesome.
Yes, Out School. 100%. I'm gonna drop that in there. So thank you. Thank you, Bree. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. Super excited for you to be here. And guys, always stay to the end. We always give something away. So make sure you listen to the full outro. And I will see you guys on the next episode of Burn Full Marketing Radio. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burn Full Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call, and we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call.